way. Right now, we are going to introduce you to the newest member of the ticket team. And she joins us in studio. It's our new traffic chick, Alexis.
Hello. Yay. Thank you.
Over the past few weeks, you've heard some different traffic voices, Jason and Doyle, but Alexis, you are settling in permanently to the ticket traffic chair.
That's right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Neither one of those guys were hot enough to sit in the ticket traffic chair.
Okay.
Doyle would do his traffic shirtless, which was an interesting move for him.
Right. Yeah.
And Jason was pantless, but you were fully clothed. You're allowed to be fully clothed.
Okay.
Now, people may know Alexis. Alexis is quite known in the Cumulus Empire because you worked over at 93.3.
Yes.
Through about four different incarnations of that signal.
Yes, I did.
What shift did you do?
I did the midday show over there for about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, how can people see you online? They need to see a picture to put their face with the voice.
Yeah, Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Do you accept listeners' Facebook requests?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah, I accept everybody.
That makes you better than Craig.
You don't accept listener requests?
Well, I haven't decided. I just started my Facebook thing.
I tried to do that at first, just make it like your friends and family don't. Because then you'll make people mad.
So yeah, I think
just
I'm going to accept everybody.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think we need to start off our relationship with Alexis with, again, the apology for the incident of 2009.
Yeah.
You're going to make her turn red-faced again.
Well, no, I'm over it, I think. I'm not traumatized anymore.
She's already blushing.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was Gordon and George, not me.
It was George.
No, George wasn't involved. It was Aubrey and Gordon.
Who was the first to apologize to you for
Thank you.
Everyone came and apologized profusely the rest of the day, and we're scared I was going to go talk to Jana.
Well, because we all like you. We want you're a coworker. We don't want you to feel uncomfortable, and I'm so sorry you had to hear what you heard in the cubicle area some year and a half ago.
And what was it?
What happened was this. Alexis has a cubicle that's right behind your predecessor, Barb Smith.
Correct.
She has a cubicle over there anyway, but Barb wasn't there at the time, right?
No.
It was Aubrey who is the deep voice guy who does our commercials. His name's Aubrey.
And my cubicle is right across from Alexis, so I was looking at her. I was standing up. I could see Alexis, but you and Aubrey could not see
Alexis. We didn't know you were there.
They had no clue I was on the other side of the cubicle.
We thought we were in the circle of trust of men that could talk freely.
They just saw me standing. They didn't see you sitting down working at a computer.
That's right.
And Aubrey walks up to me. We're passing each other in the cubicle area, and he says, "Oh, hey, did you hear what I did to Barb?" And I mentioned a
very foul thing to do to Barb.
Just threw a suggestion out there.
I thought it was a guessing game.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Guess.
It was not traditional, illegal in some places, most places. It was a very terrible
thing. It couldn't result in conception, I'm pretty sure of that.
Right.
Oh, God love you.
So anyway, I guessed that. Something that was not entirely wholesome. And he fired back in like half a second, something that was even more troubling and disturbing.
Way worse. And Cactus was involved.
Yeah, that's what was weird about it.
Yes.
You know, I mentioned something that's, it's a vulgar and everything, but it's something that humans do. He mentions an act that seemed very non-consensual, and it was for the benefit of his male friend, not even him.
She's being held down, as I recall.
But he held her down while Cactus...
Yeah, while Cactus did something else to
her.
It was horribly vulgar, and it was, unfortunately, in front of you. And then Giorgio stands up and says, "Sorry, Alexis." And then all of a sudden, all of our hearts sank.
Oh, my God.
And we look back there, and Alexis is just red-faced, just has heard this.
It was unexpected.
Yeah.
It was no way to start your day, and we're so sorry about it.
And she remembers it. Why do you... Because you bring it up all the time.
Yeah, we do bring it up a lot, but that's okay. It was funny.
Now, how old are you, Alexis?
28.
28.
Still in her 20s.
Yep.
Well.
And are you with man these days?
I am. I do have a boyfriend.
Oh, God. That ruins it for us.
How long have you been going out?
A little bit over a year.
Okay.
So it's shaky.
What does he do for a living?
He works for Run-On. You guys know the running store?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He works for them, and he's actually getting his teaching certification, too. So he's going to teach and coach.
Oh, okay.
He's a runner.
Okay.
Teach running? Is he going to teach running?
Coach running.
Has he been married before?
No. Mm-mm.
How old is he?
He's 27.
Okay.
So he's younger guy.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be y'all's first marriage.
Maybe if it leads to that.
Would you be willing to marry him?
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far
yet. Y'all haven't talked about it yet?
Not really, no. Oh,
okay. If he got down on one runner's knee tonight and asked you.
Have you ever thought about it?
Would you say yes?
I don't know.
If he asked tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
I know he won't, so I don't even have to.
But what would you say? You would, wouldn't you? You want to get married.
No, I don't care. I'm not in any hurry.
You don't care to get married?
Well, not. I mean, I'm not in a big rush. It's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, you're 28. Cool. You know, 30 is looming.
I know, I'm getting up there. All right, well, maybe when I'm 30, I'll be in a rush. But
what about babies? You want to have babies?
Someday. Not yet. No babies
okay.
yet.
Well, you can't do it either the ways that were
ticking.
Detailed in that incident.
Right,
where you
I know
started.
That. Yeah. I won't try
this time
those ways.
It was Bordeaux bringing it up. I didn't bring it up this time.
Oh, man.
So you're like the hottest woman in Dallas radio.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Like George said, all the other ones are torn up.
I did not say that.
But George gives you rave reviews.
I know. He's always been very nice.
Yes, I mean, like, he
very
is.
Nice. Very nice. I'm a very personable guy.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's kind of a little criminal the way he's obsessed with you.
No.
It's weird. It's creepy.
It's not.
He, like, posts your
weird.
Face over pictures that are very nude in nature. I mean,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Like weird stuff he does.
You want to review what you said in the cubicle area again?
No, I didn't say that.
Now,
I was parroting someone who would say that.
Now who's the creep? I wouldn't say something like that around Alexis.
No. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Michigan.
Ooh, Michigan. George, there
Where
you go.
Michigan?
You'll have something in common.
Southwest Michigan, Kalamazoo area.
Okay.
I went to school in Ann Arbor. Go
so,
Blue.
Really?
How the hell did you end up down here?
Radio job. I was in San Antonio for a while, and then I got the job at the Bone in, like, 2006.
Uh-huh.
So I moved up here then.
So what? So you lived up in Michigan basically your whole childhood.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in Michigan until I was, like, 22. I moved down here.
Do you like it down here better?
Yeah. I don't like winter.
Don't
so, yeah, this
winter?
Is way better. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Now, are you a natural blonde?
Yeah.
Are you a little enhanced, a little bit
It's a little enhanced, yeah. If you look closely, you can see I'm due for a little touch-up, but
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah, it's blind, though.
Mm-hmm. And so what drugs have you done?
And not so as many as
what
Doyle.
Drugs have you done? Once again, I apologize a lot.
Doyle has done a lot of drugs, but
I
you
know.
Smoked the pot.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You can say it. You're in the safe zone. Nobody's listening. No
Maybe a while. I mean, not anytime recently.
Right, right.
Okay.
You could pass a drug test now.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
we're asking about past experiences.
Okay, far past experiences.
Yeah. All right,
okay.
What other than pot have you tried?
Alcohol.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
It's a drug.
Naughty. What about
I know.
The What about the cocaine?
No.
Good.
Okay.
Are you sexually active
Good.
In the community?
Because Gordon's tried enough.
In the community? What does that mean?
I don't know. He means, like, before you were serious with this boyfriend, you were a famous radio personality
right.
in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Did you just tear it up? Do women do the same thing
no,
men do when
not,
they're single?
No, not me. I never did.
Really?
Right. I'm Plus,
sorry,
I mean, you know,
balls.
Classic rock listeners
what?
Are not
I'm sorry.
Exactly the...
What did George say?
What?
This is a drop that's about to be played. Go ahead and play it. I've got big balls. Okay.
George!
Why would you want to say that to...
Why would you want to brag
that's
about
a,
that?
That is a drop. And notice, I'm not asking you uncomfortable questions, Alexis. I respect you as a professional and would not do that. I just thought we're going to welcome her to the ticket.
I know.
That's what we're doing. Have you ever had a one-night stand?
Cross-examination?
No.
Never have?
No.
A three-night stand?
That's
Maybe.
Weird. I don't understand
okay.
that. Yeah, the classic rock listener, you don't find too terribly attractive?
The majority, yeah.
You had some rough ones, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did.
Did you ever get any stalkers?
I did. Oh, my gosh. I had one right before I left here. It was horrible.
Oh, really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ugh, yeah.
And what'd you do about it? Did you call the cops?
Yeah, I had to. He came out to all my gigs, and he'd show up everywhere and call me all the time. It's creepy.
Restraining what? Order? They slapped that
didn't
on
get
him?
Like, not that far. Because I got laid off, and then he didn't know where to find me.
Oh.
But now he does.
Now he does, okay. yeah. So I don't know. He probably doesn't listen. I mean, I don't know if he listens to the ticket. Maybe.
We got your back.
Okay. Everybody. If so, yeah, I guess he's back.
You're well protected up here.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. So how long do you hope to have this job?
Forever.
Really?
The rest of my life. Mm-hmm.
So you're our go-to correspondent when we need female answers.
Okay, that's fine.
You're going to be able to handle that?
I can do that, yeah.
George can get pretty forward, you know?
Yeah, okay. You can tell. I've been asking a lot of personal questions.
You
know, hard on equipment.
What, George? You have what kind of equipment?
Hard on equipment.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well,
that's...
I'm so sorry.
Strange way of phrasing
so
it.
So sorry. All right, what kind of a question is that, George? Welcome to the ticket,
Thank
Alexis.
You very
I'm
much.
I'm glad to have